This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. The Orlando Magic start a three-game road trip, and they will do so playing the second of four meetings this season against the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte, 15-46 on the season. The Orlando Magic, 35-26, winners of three straight. They've won 11 of their last 14 basketball games. Only the Boston Celtics have won more games during that stretch. Obviously a terrific defensive team. The Magic have won 6 of 7 as well, and they're trying to start this road trip off on the right foot. And they'll play tonight against Charlotte. They'll play tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards, and then they'll close it out on Friday against the New York Knicks, and things are getting awfully interesting in the Eastern Conference. But a big one tonight. We'll have it for you at 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game and 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. The Charlotte Hornets, a little bit different, a little bit better since the trade deadline. They're 5-6 since the trade deadline, and they're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. Top, I think they're 5th or 6th in defensive rating, 8th. So they're a top 10 defense since the trade, which they were not the entire season. Still decimated with injuries, and we'll get you who's in and who's out coming up here momentarily. But Jake, this is an important basketball game. You still have two consecutive games against teams under 500. You've handled your business all season long against those ball clubs. Your first trip to Charlotte, this is the team that's going to come in and play hard. They've got guys battling for their NBA lives that are going to come in here and certainly give Orlando fits. Miles Bridges played a terrific basketball game. One of his few double-doubles on the season came against these Orlando Magic. So very important to come out, set the tone, and have a good basketball game here in Charlotte tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked about Detroit a little bit coming out of the deadline and sort of feeling like they had a new lease on life. Charlotte is sort of in the same boat, and it's not just the deadline, although they did make major moves. Gordon Hayward's gone, LaMelo Ball is hurt, and it's Brandon Miller's show right now, and he has been outstanding. Miles Bridges as well, we know what that guy's capable of, and we know the beginning of the season for him. He was dealing with the suspension and all that stuff. He has settled in, and he's in a groove right now. So this isn't one of those games. This is kind of a know-your-personnel type game because they've just got kind of a new group. And anytime you play a Steve Clifford-led team, I think you have to be ready for what we know those teams typically do well, which is play hard. They're going to defend up to their capabilities. I'm not sure this roster is designed to be great defensively, but we know Cliff's going to extract every last bit out of him. But I'm anxious to get my eyes on Brandon Miller in kind of the full dosage he's getting right now. I'm looking back right now, he scored in double digits for the entire month of February. Like the last time he played a game and didn't score in double figures was January 26th. So he's been red hot. He's a great shooter. He's a really interesting young looking player in this league. So this is going to be and Charlotte's a weird place to play too. It's kind of a sterile environment. I don't know. I have a little apprehension heading into this game just because there's a lot of question marks with this one, right?
Well, they've lost four consecutive games, have the Charlotte Hornets. They started off 4-1 ever since that trade. They're 5-6 now. And again, as we talked about already, they're a much better defensive team. Steve Clifford certainly getting the most out of them. But this Magic team, this is what it's about, Jake. This is what we've talked about for years. And you've got 21 games left and an opportunity to kind of control your own destiny here down the stretch. You're still one game out of fourth, but that could change here tonight. The New York Knicks, potentially without Jalen Brunson, if they drop and the Magic handle their business, I mean, they could move up here in the Eastern Conference standings and things certainly get very interesting. And then we play them on Friday. I would think, as you come here down the stretch, I don't know that anybody possibly could have foreseen
this position that the Orlando Magic would be in with 21 games left and have a chance to control your destiny like this. And again, this is a tough back-to-back. You go to Washington tomorrow, but Washington's coming off a long West Coast road trip. They've lost about 10 or 11
straight. 15 straight.
They
lose another two games.
So you were hoping just as much as I was that they would win last night at Utah. I know for sure. So 15 consecutive losses, but again, coming in off that trip, led by Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. For those two, this is what it's about. The ultimate competitors, you did what you had to do during that three-game homestand. And now, to me, you get the total test. You're on the road playing this team. And that's why I think it's so important going in with a guy like Paolo Banchero, Jake. I think it's interesting. If you know, the Magic, we hope it's not a close game. We hope the Magic are able to coast. But I think history tells us all these division games and all these road games have been close. This Magic team, you know, Paolo Banchero has played 30 clutch games this year. Now, that's 13th most in the NBA. He has 19 clutch wins. That's tied for fourth. But when you go to games on the road, okay, he's eighth in clutch scoring overall, right? You go to games on the road, this team has been in a lot of tough games here down the stretch. Paolo Banchero has been in 21 clutch road games. That's the most. No one has played more clutch road games than Paolo Banchero. He's got 12 wins. That's tied for second. He scored 73 points in the clutch on the road. That is the most in the NBA. He's made the third most threes, and he's made the second most free throws. So we've seen that, right? And I always say all that because the last time he was on the road, he had the game winner against the Detroit Pistons there on the road. You've got a guy in his second year that has led this team to a 35-26 record, 9 games above 500. And oh, by the way, he's one of the best in the NBA at closing out games on the road. That, if it is a close game, does that give you a little more confidence there down the stretch?
Absolutely, and I think you can go even beyond it. Like, just Paolo and Franz in general, we just don't have a team, and I think it's because of those two guys setting the example sort of at the forefront. We just don't trick around with games. Like, we treat every game, and for a young team, it's pretty rare. There's going to be some stinkers over the course of an 82-game season, but I very rarely this year have felt like we didn't show up ready to play. And again, we've had slow starts. There have been games where we've had to get our legs under us. But there haven't been those where were they tonight or where were they last night,
right?
Type games.
Right, exactly.
So far this year for this group. And then if you look at Paolo's numbers, like, you know, most young players, and Jalen splits are actually really, there's a big contrast there between road and home field goal percentage, 3-point percentage. He's just a much better player at Kia Center. And again, a lot of young players are that way. Paolo is a bit better percentage-wise at home. He shoots almost 49% from the field versus 44% on the road. But he's actually averaging more points in road games than he is at home. He's averaging almost 24 points per game out on the road in 31 games played. 37 versus 35% three-point shooting, a little bit better at home. But yeah, his road numbers are still awesome. 23.7 points, 6.8 boards, and 5 assists per game. And he shoots more free throws on the road, which is very strange. Almost 2.5 more.
Yes.
More than 2.5 more a game. So, yeah, I mean, that is just sort of the whatever it is, right? Like, Paolo's, he's just got like robot brain. Like, he's just, you know, he's just, it, none of that stuff impacts him. And to be a 21-year-old and to want that pressure and to want the ball in the clutch, as we mentioned, and out on the road and the opportunity to silence in arena full of people, there's just not a whole lot of young players who A, are programmed that way, and B, good enough to be able to go out and actually do it. And we got one of them.
We certainly do. We've got one guy that can certainly take advantage of that. One more thing, and then when we come back, I want to get you our injury report brought to you by Advent Health. But let's take a look at our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from Ring Central. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by Ring Central. Visit glip.com. to learn more. You mentioned Jalen Suggs and his splits, and you're right, much better field goal percentage at home as opposed to the road. But his career year continues. He's one of the best in the NBA defensively. He's third among Eastern Conference guards with this 1.4 steals per game, right? It's Donovan Mitchell and it's Alex Caruso are the only ones that average more steals per game. But he's shooting a career best 39% from three, all right? Last year, he was 32% from three. He's up 6.5 percentage points from last year. That is the fifth largest increase in three-point percentage in the NBA. Go figure. LeBron James has the biggest increase in three-point percentage from last year to this year. which absolutely shocked me. LeBron James has the biggest increase. Then it's Malik Beasley, who is a known three-point shooter. Then it's Aaron Nesmith. We all know about the turnaround that he's had, and he's a big reason that Indiana has had kind of some of the turnaround that they've had. And I think the reason that they made Buddy Hield disposable was correct, because of the season that Aaron Nesmith is having. But, you know, it'd be nice for them to have Buddy Hield as well. And then it's Lu Dort. Lu Dort has become a great three-point shooter this year. And then it's Jalen Suggs. Mm. So you look at that, the improvement in that three-point shot, you know, we know it, we see it. We see what he's been able to do. He's now made more threes this year than he did in his first 2 years combined. So Jalen Suggs, if that can ever, you know, if we can start to get some of that on the road, which we certainly know he's capable of, then I think that certainly helps your case here tonight and during this road trip. But what a turnaround from beyond the arc. And now you're looking at sample size, 56 games, Jake. This is here to stay. This is not a fluke with Jalen Suggs, what he's done this year.
I think after his rookie season, we all knew he wasn't going to be a 21% three-point shooter.
Yeah,
So last year, I would think he would have been at the top of the list because he jumped 11 percentage points last year,
right,
just to get up to 32, and that speaks more to how bad his rookie season was. No, it's absolutely, and if you keep going, I mean, 3-4 years from now, he's going to be a 70% three-point shooter based on that's how it works, right? We talked about it all season. I think it has had a lot to do, though, also with him accepting his role, with the emergence of Paolo and Franz and the ball kind of being in their hands. We talked a lot at the beginning of the season, and sometimes I think these storylines in training camp are just that, the training camp storylines. But, you know, Jalen had an emotional offseason. He had sort of a recalibrating of, who am I? What do I want to be? Why do I love basketball? Why do I play? Like he asked all those questions. And I think when you're the fifth pick in the draft, and he was obviously so high profile at Gonzaga, first 2 years were a disappointment, and he'll be the first to tell you that.
Yeah, sure.
We saw the flashes, but he had to figure out exactly what his role was going to be on this team. And it helped that you had two guys emerge who could take the load off offensively. And now it's like, knock down open shots and just, you know, put 95% of everything you put into it on that end of the floor. And 29 other teams would be very, very glad to have a guy who puts that much into the defensive zone.
Oh, my goodness.
And makes 39% of his threes. So, he has emerged as the third piece to this puzzle, right? Like, it's Paolo, Franz, and Jalen, and that's your sort of core right now moving forward. And everybody else has roles, but those three guys, I think, are kind of set in stone right now.
Well, when he has emerged as your third option, you've been very successful. I think you need that consistent third guy. We know who the top two are, but when he emerges as your consistent third piece, this team has certainly benefited from that. And listen, proof is in the pudding. You're 35-26 going into this one tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Magic fans, season tickets are on sale now for a limited time only. You can score the best seats for the 24-25 season with your Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Beat the buzzer and purchase your tickets at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets. More coming your way when we return to Magic Drive Time in a moment.
From the Bay Area to the City Beautiful, the Golden State Warriors are making the cross-country trip to face off your Orlando Magic on Wednesday, March 27th. Be at Kia Center for this big game and catch all the action live as Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and the Magic go up against Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the rest of the Warriors during their only visit to Orlando this season. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com and be ready to cheer on your Orlando Magic.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Great game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. The Magic are back at it tonight, visiting the Charlotte Hornets. First of a three-game road trip. We'll have it for you at 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game, 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. Right now, let's get you our injury report. It's brought to you by Advent Health, official team physicians of your Orlando Magic. For the Charlotte Hornets, no LaMelo Ball. And real quick, Jake, what a devastating season for LaMelo Ball, for the Charlotte Hornets, for everybody involved. If this guy's able to be healthy, I think it's a much different season. Are they a playoff team? We have no idea. But he's only played 22 games, just hasn't been able to get that ankle right, and that's devastating for this entire franchise.
It's been a bad year for the Balls, period. I mean, his brother yeah. had 2 years. Right. He lost the injury. Yeah, I mean, two very, very talented players. And with LaMelo, I mean, it's a couple years now. And, you know, I think back to – you know, LaMelo's injury concerns, I think, are a bit worse than Steph's early in his career. But there are guys, I think, all the way back to guys like Zydrunas Ilgauskas, for instance. I don't
know. Yeah, sure. Bad feet.
But there are ways to fix these problems. Like, I don't think LaMelo Ball's career is going to be completely sidetracked.
Oh.
But you do start to worry once it's been a handful of seasons that he's been lost to injuries or just not available, and he just hasn't been. So. And then when you talk about the Hornets organization, you know, as a whole, you know, you got guys losing jobs. Mitch Kupchak's going upstairs. Like, there's a whole bunch of transition happening. There was an ownership change. And so is he the piece that you build around moving forward? I think they're trying to use these last 20 games or so to figure out if Brandon Miller is going to be that piece
right.
that they build around moving forward. They've got some talent. But, you know, our buddy Steve Clifford's kind of caught in the crosshairs. It feels like he's got a group that is at least playing hard for him right now. I'm sure he appreciates that, but it's really tough to build when you've got that hole in the middle of your franchise and a player that you think is going to be able to fill it, and he's not healthy. So that sets franchises back years an injury like that and an injury problems like that, and usually it means people lose their jobs.
22 games for LaMelo Ball, so he'll be out. No Seth Curry. You mentioned Steph Curry and his ankle problems early on. Seth Curry is out with a right ankle sprain. Magic fans are obviously you don't want anyone to be hurt, but him not in the lineup certainly helps. Cody Martin is out. Yeah, Mark Williams is out with a low back injury recovery, and Nick Richards is questionable. They've got a rotation of bigs between Mark Williams and Nick Richards. Have been solid. They're field goal percentage machines. They're walking double-doubles. Mark Williams is out, and Nick Richards will be questionable with right plantar fascia discomfort. And their starting lineup will look like this. Bosa Micić, a very talented rookie, 30-year-old rookie, who's acquired in the trade for Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward goes to OKC. Vasa Micić, a legend over in Serbia, a terrific basketball player, had an unbelievable career overseas, been playing professionally for 14 years. He's now the point guard for the Charlotte Hornets. Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, Grant Williams, the Charlotte native, is back home, raised in Charlotte, went to high school here in Charlotte. He's playing great basketball. And then, of course, Gator fans will remember Trey Mann, and he's playing terrific basketball here for Charlotte. For the Magic, they're going to look like this. Kevon Harris, Jet Howard, and Treblin Queen are out on G League assignment. But, Jake, we find out most likely no Markelle Fultz. And he played a terrific game and one of the best games of his career, maybe the best percentage-wise for sure. I don't know how he could be any better. He's 8 of 8 from the floor for 16 points. You're trying to manage that injury, and he's only played 25 games this year. So the plan, most likely, if he doesn't go tonight, it'll be because of injury maintenance. You'll save him for tomorrow when he goes back home to his native Washington, D.C. And then you don't know what it looks like for Gary Harris and Jonathan Isaac on the second night of a back-to-back. Are you going to have those guys tomorrow in D.C.? But it looks like more of a game-time decision, but most likely probably not going to have Markelle Fultz here tonight.
Yeah, and I think, coming down the stretch here, I think we've seen a taste of, especially with Gary in the starting lineup. Gosh, they're undefeated with Gary starting with this group, 5-0. We're in a good place right now, standings-wise. It's not to say that, you can afford to lose any of these games, but you certainly can't afford to lose any of those players, Markelle, J.I., or Gary Harris, for an extended period of time. So make sure they're comfortable coming down the stretcher. Well, we counted the other day. We've got the back-to-back tonight. There is, I think, two more back-to-backs the rest of the season, right?
Right.
So hopefully you're not talking about too many more missed games for these guys. But keeping them good to go long-term is the priority here, because we are finally, we're beginning to plan for basketball beyond April 14th, and that is pretty
exciting. We are. Yes, we are. Gary Harris, you're right. They're 5-0 since he's been inserted into the starting lineup with this group, but they're 9-2 with him starting overall.
Yeah,
9-2 with his 11 starts on the season. So that's been big. And then as we continue to know, when he gets 8 points, they're 14-5. When he plays, they're 25-13, and when he makes 1-3, they're 22-7. But just having a guy like Gary Harris gets to be the guy. But just having a guy that can spread the floor and be available and knock down shots has meant the world to this team. And he'll be back in that starting lineup. So again, you don't know what it'll look like. And to your point, you might just have to manage it that way for three more games here as you go down the stretch. Two back to backs after this set. But you're looking beyond April 14th, and that's the position you put yourself in. You've handled your business with these under 500 teams. You're 20-6. And you're trying to make it 21-6 tonight if you can beat the Charlotte Hornets. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time. 6:30 tonight, the Magic will visit Charlotte. We'll have it for you right here on 96.9 The Game. 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. Then we're back tomorrow. More Magic Drive Time. And then the second night of a back-to-back, the Magic and the Wizards. We'll talk to you then.